Noelle Wells spent her elementary school years in San Antonio, but starting in middle school, she moved to Victoria, where life was...
okay. I remember when I was growing up, everybody would be like, because I think they knew how hard I was having it. They're like, don't worry, one day you can go to Austin. Like, they already, like, had already planned it for me.
Wells went to UT and found later success on Saturday Night Live and the Netflix series Master of None. Her debut feature, Mr. Roosevelt, is about a young woman in her 20s, maybe a little bit like Wells, returning to Austin and her ex upon the death of their beloved cat, the titular Mr. Roosevelt. What she finds is that things have changed. Her boyfriend has moved on, her favorite coffee shop is closed, and she no longer seems to fit in. Let's hear a clip from the film.
It must be pretty hyped to turn out pretty creative.
What makes you say that?
I don't know. You have, like, the whole, like, quirky girl vibe going.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
That is so condescending.
It's not condescending. It's saying you're quirky means, like, saying you're interesting. It's a compliment.
No, it's not. Because you would never call a guy that. With a guy, you use another word, like eccentric. But with a girl, you need a word that recognizes her uniqueness, but at the same time devalues her intelligence. Like, her delightful whimsy could never make a cogent argument highlighting your unconscious sexism.
All right, well, you're not quirky, but you're definitely kind of a bitch.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I asked her about the changing landscape of the city.
You know, I can't particularly speak to it because I don't live here anymore, but all I'll say is the whole landscape of cool places has changed.
In the movie, Wells, as Emily, finds herself out of place and seemingly unloved, despite racking up tens of thousands of YouTube hits for her comedy videos, one of which involves Wells in a bathtub full of spaghetti and gallons of pasta sauce. Mr. Roosevelt's comedy is occasionally slapstick like that, but most of the time it's based in our shared neurosis about the pressures to live up to the expectations of others.
I don't know if it's American culture, if it's just being a human or what, but I feel like my whole existence has been people being like, why are you doing that? And I'm like, I genuinely have no idea. And like, I don't know. I want to fit in, but this is really weird.
Emily goes through a lot in the film. Casual sex, acting out, the spaghetti bath I mentioned earlier, you name it. I asked Noelle Wells if, since she's the one writing, directing, and starring in the film, a movie she said was kind of drawn on her life, maybe just a little bit, does she ever worry about people mistaking her for this character?
I don't worry. I mean, I haven't really worried about it because I think if you meet me, you'll see that I'm not that person. But it's just inevitable. Like, I'm on SNL. I'm whatever they think I am on SNL. And I'm a Master of None. They think I'm, like, whatever version. But I think the more work that I do, I think I assume people will start understanding that, you know, I'm not a character. I'm who I am. But, yeah, I guess people – I did my production designer told me after the movie wrapped, he was like, while we were shooting this, we were like, oh my God, this girl must be so crazy, thinking that I was this character, like, if this is true at all. But then once he got to know me, he was like, it's just so funny that we were like, man, she's bonkers. Yeah.
Mr. Roosevelt premiered last Sunday at the South by Southwest Film Festival in Austin. 2 days later, it won the Lewis Black Lone Star Award for the best feature film, The Spotlight, Texas. Wells says she hasn't ruled out future projects in the Lone Star State because she's able to keep things low-key here as opposed to Los Angeles. Meantime, for Mr. Roosevelt...
I really hope people enjoy it. That's the goal.
It seems many are doing just that already. It seems many are doing just that already. Nathan Cohn, Texas Public Radio News.